Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and of course we've got Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency here in Sonoma County. Hello, Elise. How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to start off by doing aloha today.
It's a great way to start because we have two special guests here in studio with us. Lenora Yuen, she is the Senior Regional Sales Manager for Four Seasons Resorts Hawaii. Hello, welcome.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, right? I have to get that into my brain. And also Victoria Uslaner, she is the Account Director of Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts for the San Francisco Worldwide Sales Office. Hello. Thanks. Aloha.
Indeed. Welcome.
You know what? The one and only time I went to Hawaii, it did take me a couple days to get into that thing. You
aloha
know,
that spirit.
Aloha. Exactly. Because we're so used to being in just a rush, click, click, fast kind of world. And Hawaii is not like that. So this will be fun. I need it myself.
It's like going someplace international and you're really in your own backyard, right. So to speak.
Right.
So close.
So let's talk a little bit about the Four Seasons Resorts Hawaii. Now, this is multiple resorts. How many resorts are there?
We have four different resorts on four islands. Mm-hmm. The island of Oahu, where we opened our newest resort at Ko'olina. It's on the different side of Oahu from Waikiki. So you really see more the local side of the island where most of the residents live.
Uh-huh.
We have the small little island of Lana'i, or Lanai, as many people know it, and only 3,000 people live on this island. It's really the way Hawaii used to be. And we have a beautiful bungalow-style resort on the island of Hawaii, or the Big Island, as people know it. You fly into Kona. And then our most popular island is probably Maui, where we have a beautiful resort in Wailea.
Excellent. And there's got to be definitely a different feeling for each of these resorts.
Yes. I was born and raised on Oahu, and 3/4 of the population of the state live on this island. And it's obviously the most urban, the most commercial, versus Lana'i, where only 3,000 people live.
Right.
And it's very kind of feel of the country, being back in the open spaces, whether you're upcountry or down on the ocean. The Big Island is our youngest island because the volcano still erupts and continues to form landmass. And so it is the biggest island, very diverse geographic terrain. And then Maui is probably the most popular of all the islands. It appeals to people young and old, first timers, repeat visitors, couples, families.
Yeah.
So in relation to that, each of our hotels is very different and representative of the island that you're on.
Right, right. And I was lucky to go to Maui for my first vacation. It was fantastic. But there is so much diversity in the Hawaiian Islands. So really catering to what you like the most, like if you like to explore nature and maybe go on hikes, then
exactly. Maybe
Lanai is the place that you really want to go. Or, you know, you're so fascinated by the volcanic world that's there on the Big Island. I mean, those are things to really be able to get into.
Right. And we really are trying to create unique island experiences, not your typical tourist type sightseeing offerings.
Right.
But for example, on the Big Island, we have a pop-up volcano adventure where you actually spend the night in a private home outside the Volcano National Park. We have our chef and our staff that goes to prepare a dinner and breakfast the next day. You have a volcanologist who will take you on a personal tour of the volcanoes. You go by helicopter during the day and as well at night to see the volcano erupting. So
with the
black sky and the red lava, the ocean, it's just a fantastic experience.
Oh, the images that are blooming in my mind right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And Victoria, is this something that's really typical of Four Seasons, that you're really trying to take in the flavor of where your hotels and resorts are located?
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, we currently operate 106 hotels in 44 countries around the world. Mm-hmm. And we have many projects in development. Over 50 projects are in development. And for us, it's really important that each property is really true, has a true sense of place. And we want to give people authentic experiences when they travel to these amazing destinations. So for me, it can be, you know, I'm just back recently from our resort in Punta Mita. And to give you an idea of what they're doing, they have people on property called cultural concierges who are really promoting and encouraging Mexican culture and heritage. So one of the activities that we did while we were there was a tequila blending class, which I had never, you know, I never knew how complex tequila is. Uh-huh. And it was fascinating. We did a 3-hour tasting and blending class where we learned all about, you know, the different types of tequila. And then we each got to blend our own tequila, took it home in a beautiful leather-bound, magnificent bottle. What a great souvenir to bring home with you from a trip. And another great experience that the cultural concierges put together for us there was they have many nests, sea turtle nests on property. So one of the things we were able to do was release baby sea turtles that had just hatched into the ocean at sunset on the beach. It was such an incredible experience for our guests and something that you can enjoy. These are the types of experiences that we want to create for people at each one of our hotels, whether it's in a city property like Paris or Istanbul or Marrakesh, or a resort property like Lenora's beautiful properties in Hawaii, where they do some incredible, incredible things.
You know, so that's the wonderful part about Four Seasons. It's, you know, you think of a chain hotel, but it's not, because each hotel has its own cultural immersion that you do, and it just, you feel like you're in the destination. You don't feel like you're at a typical hotel where every room looks the same and every view is the same and the amenities are the same, because each one is completely different from the one before, which is the wonderful part about the Four Seasons properties.
Thank you so much for saying that, because it really is true when you think about all of our different properties and some of these iconic buildings, you know, that we've taken over. Like, for example, in Istanbul, one of our hotels there was a former prison in the old part of Istanbul.
Oh my gosh.
Which we converted. So a lot of what we do are conversions from other types of historic buildings. Like in Milan, we took over a 15th century convent and turned that into a beautiful hotel. We have projects all over the world like that that are conversions of existing.
And the exteriors, too, of the buildings of the resorts there in Hawaii, they look amazing and also very distinctive.
Yeah, so you have Maui, which is more of a contemporary chic. It was modeled after the Iolani Palace, a Hawaiian palace in the sun is what we refer to it as. Mm-hmm. You have Hualalai, which are all 1- and 2-story bungalow buildings all along the ocean, so you can hear and see the waves from your room. We have Lanai, which was totally transformed over the last 4 years, which Elise visited last fall.
I love
just
it.
Just the best product in Hawaii by far.
Spectacular property. Truly spectacular.
Just very residential. No expense was spared to redo this hotel.
Wow.
So they're all very, very different. Right. And it's just matching up each client and what they're looking for, as you said, what experience they're looking for with the right island and the right hotel.
Right. When is the best time to go and visit Hawaii?
You know, what's really nice about Hawaii is it's beautiful all year long. The weather really doesn't change much. It's generally 80 with the trade winds blowing. It's a little more humid in the summer, a little bit more rain in the winter, but we don't have distinct weather seasons the way you have in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And the most value-oriented time, though, would be spring and fall, where you'll find the hotels will have some special offers, and they're all available through Elise and TravelWise. And what's really nice is that she can also add her virtuoso amenities, which create even more value.
Right.
Yeah, none of the wholesalers that I normally work with for other destinations or other properties will be able to offer what I get through Virtuoso. So it's sort of a really nice feather in my cap that I can offer something that nobody else can, which is what I love.
Right. Or even booking direct. We can't even offer that.
No. So.
You can't.
It's a great way to book Four Seasons, because we have 68 hotels now that are within the Virtuoso network. So Elise has access to book all of those with really incredible value added amenities.
So what kinds of amenities are we talking about?
You know, the prices aren't more. You don't pay more for the Virtuoso amenities. They're just an extra added plus. So if you're seeing a rate, let's say $500 online or some other way, you get so much more by booking through us, because we're our affiliation with Virtuoso. And sometimes you'll get breakfast, you'll get an upgrade, you'll get resort credit to use, you know. And plus, we also contact our local on-site reps, which we're very connected to, which maybe they'll do something that's not actually listed, but they'll just do something personalized because they want you to have the best experience you can possibly have.
Right.
You know, not just what's written, you know, you get this. It's personalized hands-on services, which is unique from any other properties.
And Lenora, what does that mean to you when you see that?
Well, you know, we are really big into personalization. For example, when you go to a hotel, you usually receive a welcome amenity, and many hotels will send fruit or chocolates. What we're trying to do is personalize it to the guests. So, for example, if Elise has a honeymoon couple or an anniversary couple, and I just had one the other day, they're celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. So we were able to get from one of their children their wedding photo from 50 years ago.
Oh, and goosebumps.
I'm getting chills.
So we framed it and we sent it with champagne. And then I have a Hawaiian wedding blessing poem that we printed on beautiful paper, rolled it up, tied it with ribbon, and presented on arrival. And the wife actually contacted her travel agent and said this just was so amazing and surprising.
That's so special.
You know, I do have to say something super special about Lanai. They have the best smelling body cream ever.
Yeah.
Where I've been, I was there and I ordered it when I came back because I had to have it. And now my bottle is like, I'm just making sure I get every little drop because I've never smelled anything
we use ingredients from the island of Lanai, not even just from Hawaii, but from that specific island. So you have a lady who has a kukui nut farm and we take her nuts. We have another farm that grows red ginger and plumeria. So we take all of these local ingredients
and we create
our own bath amenities. And it's such a unique and beautiful scent. I wish we had scent talk radio.
It kind of prolongs the vacation when you're back at home and you still have this wonderful scent that kind of takes you back to this beautiful
Oh, that happens to me all
setting.
The time. Like certain smells. And I'll remember when I used to live in Germany and like, bam, and I'm right there. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That is so great. All right. We're talking about the Four Seasons Resorts Hawaii and Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts in general. Our guests today, Lenora Yuen and Victoria Uslaner. From Four Seasons. We're going to come right back and talk about the value, really, that you're going to get by visiting a Four Seasons resort. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and of course, your host is Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, and definitely the person you want to get in touch with if you're curious and want to book your Hawaiian vacation to go and visit the Four Seasons Resorts Hawaii. In studio with us is Lenora Yuen. She's a senior regional sales manager for Four Seasons Resorts Hawaii, and Victoria Uslaner, the account director, Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts San Francisco Worldwide Sales Office. So let's talk about the value and the kinds of complimentary amenities that are available at Four Seasons Resorts in Hawaii and just sort of in general, like you go above and beyond.
Yeah, so actually Maui was the first destination resort for our company that opened over 25 years ago. And this is where a lot of it started. We started a Kids for All Seasons program here, and we don't charge anything to our guests. For children 5 to 12, they can attend a complimentary program every day year round. We have our pool and beach service where every hour we come around and we either spritz you, bring you ice water, chilled towels, a little popsicle or fruit, a little nosh for from our restaurant. So just something to enjoy while you're in at the pool and beach. We clean your sunglasses. We have Dr. Shades and Dr. Sun, who comes around with three different types of sunscreen to make sure you don't burn yourself.
Amazing. I love it.
We have yoga on the beach every morning. We have complimentary fitness classes, use of the spa. You don't have to come in and do a treatment. You can use all the facilities of the spa at no charge. So our room rates may be higher than what you would see at some of the other hotels, but the thing to keep in mind is just all the things you receive on a complimentary mm-hmm. basis when you stay at Four Seasons that really add up if you have to pay for it a less expensive hotel. And we also don't charge any type of resort fee. So that's a huge saving. Some hotels charge up to, at least $40 a day.
That's the thing that, you know, people are looking and they're looking online, they see prices and mm-hmm. they see mm-hmm. a number, mm-hmm. but they don't know that what, even though a price seems lower, what the overall, if you start adding in all the included activities, mm-hmm. you're going to be over that. So it's more about the total experience and the value. And, you know, the children's program, it's not just set, okay, we're going to play video games and watch TV now. You know, you're doing educational, cultural experiences mm-hmm. that are unique to, you know, the Four Seasons. I mean, maybe you'll be teaching them how to make a lei or how to dance the hula, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's not just, okay, let's color in this coloring right. book and let's watch this movie while you take a nap. It's not like that.
Yeah. One of my favorite people actually is a gentleman by the name of Uncle Earl, who is at our Big Island Resort in Hawaii, and he can teach kids all about the history of the Hawaiian Islands. Mm-hmm. He himself is a descendant from the King Commandment. Yes, yeah, I believe so. And it's just amazing the kind of cultural education kids can get from some mm-hmm. of these programs. Right. So it really is.
And that kind of excitement for a child, too, to really, you know, learn something new and be super excited and associate it with that place and just really have great memories, as well as your parents are making great memories, too. So yeah.
Right. It's called
cool vacation.
Yeah. You know, there's really a difference in vacation. I mean, just to be able to relax by the pool, to know your children are getting a great, you know, program. Mm-hmm. You're getting your ice water and your sunglasses cleaned, and you're sitting there feeling like a queen or a mm-hmm. king.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? You
exactly.
all work so hard. You strive for excellence, and you deserve excellence.
And you also deserve a delicious breakfast.
Yes.
Tell me about the breakfast.
My favorite meal of the day.
Yeah.
And we do have amazing breakfast buffets. I have to say, though, that the breakfast buffet in Lanai is one of the most incredible experiences. You literally have foods from all over the world with dim sum and sushi and just, you know, an omelet station and wonderful, wonderful options and choices and
right.
fresh baked croissants and all kinds of breads. And it's just
fresh juices, you know,
yeah. options.
Oh,
yeah.
Papaya is the best.
Oh, and the fruit.
Exactly.
That's true. The papaya is
that's
my
what
favorite.
I remember. Yeah.
With
papaya.
The lime juice.
Exactly.
Yes.
So good.
Such a great way to start your day. And the value of that is tremendous, you know, when you think about that kind of a buffet breakfast. It really is an incredible spread.
It's just not eggs and some kind of meat on the side and potatoes. It's really, you wouldn't even think of eating eggs and potatoes there. So.
Right. And really, even outside of the hotels, there are so many great local places, mm-hmm. kind of what we call hole-in-the-wall mm-hmm. places. You know, the whole food truck craze really originated, I think, back from Hawaii, because a lot of the workers would eat their lunch off of food trucks. People would make, you know, plate lunches and drive up to a construction site and serve it to the workers. And it just became kind of evolved into this great food truck craze now.
Yeah.
So that all started in Hawaii.
Yeah. I still remember Lenora taking, it was my first trip to Oahu, and she took us on a tour of the North Shore, and I still remember the lunch we had at Giovanni's Shrimp Truck. Which I still have dreams about. Those garlicky shrimp were the best I've ever had. Yum.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about Hawaii. You do have the memories that they don't go away.
Mm-mm.
They're just lasting. The smell, the sound, you know, it's just all there.
Oh,
the
I have vivid images in my head, very crisp and clear, of farmers markets in Hawaii.
Yes.
Just the fruits and the things that are there, the vegetables, just exotic and beautiful and big.
Yeah, on the Big Island, we really, that whole farm to table, we've taken it a step farther. So, for example, on the Big Island, we source all of the food that we serve at the hotel. About 90% of the food comes from the island, you know, can come from a tiny little farmer mm-hmm. who's only growing, you know, 2 acres of tomatoes. We work with a gentleman from Wow Tomatoes, and he was actually a high school principal, and he grew tomatoes in his backyard, and he would sell it at the Sunday farmers market uh-huh. to the locals. And Chef came by and said, "These are the best tomatoes." And everybody would say, "Wow, these are the best tomatoes." And he actually named
it
company
Wow
Tomatoes, and we source our tomatoes from him. So
that's great.
You know, we have farmers and fishermen just providing for us. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And also, when you visit the Four Season Resorts Hawaii, you have the ability to island hop and to go in between
yes.
the different resorts.
So it's really, again, dependent on the guests, how long they have to stay, mm-hmm. what's interesting to them. They can go to their favorite island. They can combine 2, 3, or 4 islands. It's very easy, a quick 20-minute flight between islands. Mm-hmm. And then the only ferry service is between the islands of Maui and Lanai. And the reason for that is the channels between the islands can get a little rough mm-hmm. with the wave action. So that's the only channel that you can go by ferry.
Yeah, but the flights are super easy.
Yes, Hawaiian yeah. Airlines flies many times a day, quick 20-minute flight
that
between
is
islands.
Great. Mm-hmm. And Four Seasons is expanding, of course, all the time, reinventing itself, becoming, you know, finding new locations. What have you got that's new?
Well, you know, it's a great question. We have so many projects that are in development. Last year was actually a record year for us. We opened 10 new hotels in 2016, and this year will be very similar. Some of my favorites from last year, we opened a new hotel in New York downtown close to Tribeca. Mm. It's a fabulous brand new build with residential component, and it's in an area of Manhattan that I really wasn't familiar mm-hmm. with and that I love. It's Lower Manhattan near the Oculus, which is that new transportation hub.
Oh, cool.
Incredible design. It's right around the corner from the 9/11 Memorial mm-hmm. and the museum, of course, and the One World Trade Center. So it's a really vibrant, exciting part of the city. We also opened a second hotel in London in a historic building, 10 Trinity Square, which was built in the 20s and was the former Port Authority building in London. And that's a beautiful historic conversion that we did. Also in an exciting part of the city, the oldest part of London, very close to Tower Bridge, near Borough Market. Some really exciting things happening in that area. We also, you know, closer to home, we opened a beautiful resort in Surfside, just south of Bell Harbor in Miami. And getting ready now to open a lot of exciting hotels. Actually, one that I'm really looking forward to is going to open in mid-December, and that's going to be our first European ski resort in the beautiful mountain town of Megève, which is about 45 minutes drive from Geneva in the French Alps. It's a magnificent chalet property. It's 2 chalets. We have 65 rooms. It's going to be absolutely spectacular. It's owned by the Rothschild family, and it is a very exciting new ski option.
Wow.
For clients wanting to go to ski in Europe in the Alps. So that's happening in December. Next year, we have some exciting projects in the pipeline. Some of the hotels we'll be opening in 2018 are a second hotel in the Seychelles mm-hmm. on the private Des Roches Island, which will be very magnificent. We're also opening in Sao Paulo, our first hotel in Brazil, which I'm excited about as well.
That's great. And there's something closer to home that either is starting or is opening soon. Tell us about that.
We do have a project right here, actually. We're going to be opening in Calistoga. We're going to be opening a magnificent resort in the first half of 2019.
Very cool.
And that's going to be very exciting. For those of you familiar with the area, obviously, it's going to be at the end of Silverado Trail,
okay.
So very close to Calistoga. A beautiful 85-room property with 20 private residences and a working winery with, of course, an incredible spa and a wonderful chef. So it's going to be a true destination property for us in the Napa Valley. So we're very excited about
it. You know,
the
hard part is finding, where do I go first?
Right.
And you know,
that's
do
always
I
the
have
tough
to
question.
Work?
Right. Well, yeah. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but I do encourage you to reach out to Elise to book these, because not only does she have that virtuoso, but she can help you get maybe a fifth night free, a fourth night free, but you really got to talk to Elise in order to get these fun deals. So give her a call. The best number to reach
Is 707-935-WISE, which is 9493. So 935-9493, or send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net.
All right. Well, thank you, Victoria and Lenora. Thank you so much for coming in.